Welcome to the Fatherhood is Lit podcast, where we talk about the best of times, but also pay respect and learn from the crazier times. Our presence matters. Take a ride with us as we show the world how we make our presence felt. Fatherhood is Lit. What's good, Fatherhood? I'm your host, James Lopez, and welcome to the Fatherhood is Lit podcast. Today, I want to focus on a topic that we brought up on episode 4. If you haven't heard it yet, stop what you're doing and listen to it now. It was dope. It was with my friend Shannon McCullum, who is also the father of the world-famous rapper Lil Yachty. That topic that we discussed briefly on that podcast was money. Shannon talked about how his son wanted to rent a penthouse, but didn't have the credit to do so. His dad didn't have the credit for it either, but his dad, Yachty's granddad, well, he did. Without Yachty's granddad's credit, Yachty would not have been able to sign that super expensive lease. Can you imagine having a boatload of cash, no pun intended, and then having someone tell you, nah, you can't spend it? That's what happened to him, and it's a great segue to today's money topic. Money makes the world go round, but for some reason, it's a subject that's not taught in school. Heck, school didn't teach me anything about it. All they told me was get your education so you could get paid. Thank you. Thank you for that. I grew up on food stamps and welfare. I have no shame about it. My parents didn't have it like that, but my dad was really good at managing the little bit that he had. His own financial literacy was basic, but worked. He knew how to save. He knew about capital interest, but that's where it stopped. But it's also where my education began. My dad gave me the foundation I needed when it came to financial literacy. I expanded it, and now I'm teaching my kids all about it. Spending money is fun. We all love it. Saving it? Well, that's not the fun part. So I want to talk about ways to teach them about cash without boring them to death. The first thing most parents do is that they pay their kids to do household errands. That's not really my style, even though my dad hooked me up for cleaning the crib. I want my kids cleaning because we don't want any uninvited guests in my house and because cleaning is just part of life. It really is. I'm not a fan of paying them for chores, but I do love the idea of making them earn it since young, though. Instead, I reward them for good grades like my dad used to do. It's not a ton of money. Sometimes they get a $5 bill, or grandma will come through and hit them off with a $10 bill for some good grades. Sometimes it's just an experience. It makes it fun for my nerdy kids. It also makes it a little easier for me to push for those good grades. They want money, they have to earn it. My way works for me, find a way that works for you. It might just be paying for chores, or even little projects around the house. Whatever it is, turn it into a habit, not a one-shot deal, and see what happens. You just never know where it'll take you. My second way of teaching my kids about money without boring them is actually letting them pay for goods at the store, even if it's my own money. They say the best way to learn is by actually doing, and I first saw this with my wife in the supermarket. My son must have been 6 to maybe 7 years old at the time. He had just finished grocery shopping, and my wife handed him a stack of coupons and my credit card. Of course, it's always dad's credit card. You know that feeling. The cashier gave us that funny look. You know that, what the hell are you doing look. I immediately told my wife, let me swipe the card. She nodded no and told my son to do it. I wanted to swipe the card because I was kind of embarrassed. I didn't know if my son was going to know what to do, and I didn't want the cashier looking at me like I was an idiot. Go figure. The cashier put her hand out, but before she could grab the card, little man swiped at it. He took the card and swiped the card at the kiosk. He didn't just swipe it correctly. He signed the electric pad. The electronic pad, you know, where you put your initials, he actually forged my signature. Maybe that's another lesson on forging. Who knows? Maybe we'll talk about that later. I thought he had no clue how to do it, but he looked at the picture and did his thing. I haven't swiped my card since. I haven't had to swipe it at a supermarket or any other store. He actually takes pride in swiping it and telling us how we overspent on the food he doesn't like. The initial plan wasn't to teach him about money. It was to have an extra set of hands helping us at the supermarket. Instead, by having him pay for everything, he sees how much we spend and why. The lessons pour in without us having to force them on him. Kids like to ask questions. Trust me when I tell you, this gets them asking questions. Even the silly ones can be eye-opening. My third lesson is to let them deposit or even withdraw money from your ATM machine. That's right, your ATM machine. The same year my son started paying for our stuff at the supermarket was the same year I decided to teach him how to use an ATM machine. I thought it would be cool to see a 7-year-old using the machine, and I wasn't wrong. You should see the look on people's faces when he uses the ATM machine like a boss at 12 years old now. He probably knows more about the features that's on that machine than they do. And it's all because we started him off early. My dad didn't have a credit card until I was 18, but he did have an ATM card and would have me take out my $20 allowance every week. I would love running over to the bank with him to do it, and figured this would be a dope way for my kids to learn about cash. I was right. Just like me, the first time he deposited cash into the ATM machine, his eyes lit up. I helped guide him through the process, but he pretty much did everything himself. He was eager to play with the machine. He saw that same machine he saw Dad using all the time. So all he wanted to know was, what is this thing? Why is it dispensing cash, or why is it eating Dad's cash? Ever since then, he has deposited our monthly rent collection into our accounts every single month. He does it all, from putting in the password to emailing me the receipt. It paid off with lessons I had no idea he would be willing to learn. He looks forward to putting the money in and always has a question for me, whether it's about compound interest, why we have real estate, and so many more. He feels part of our finances now because he sees what comes in and what comes out. Letting your kids use your ATM is a big step, and I know it's not an easy one. We trust him because we raised them. Start off small. Let them withdraw or deposit cash. You don't have to give them your password like we did if you don't feel safe doing so. And if you're really scared of doing it that way, then open up their own bank account and let them do it with theirs, with their own money, when they have extra cash via B-Days or whatever they get, like maybe grandma hooking them up. Let them deposit some cash. Let them actually withdraw some cash from their own account. The point is to make it an experience where they lead. Turn it into a habit and teach them whenever they ask you questions about it, or even if you see something you really want to bring up. The ATM machine is full of features. Yo, throw them on them. Make them use those features. Let them play around with it. They're not going to fuck up and lose your money. My fourth way that I like to educate my kids about money is to keep it as real as possible with them about my money situation and to keep it real with myself. My dad spoiled me as much as he could, but he never did it in a way that put our livelihood at stake. If he didn't have it, he let me know it. He let me know that he didn't have it, and I learned to respect that from him. Kids will nag, 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 and nag you to death to get toys, sneakers, video games, you name it. And sometimes, like fools, we go out of our way spending just to make them happier, making our lives harder. Think about that friend that has their kids decked out in Jordans every month, but doesn't pay their monthly rent in full. Yeah, we all know someone like that. Don't front. They run the risk of losing a roof over their head just to keep their kids fly. I have absolutely no shame telling my kids that we don't have it like that. And so should you. There are times when my son asks me for a new iPhone. Seems like it happens at least once a month. And every single time, I shut his ass down. First of all, he can't have a phone better than my own. That's a no-no, and I let him know. I tell him I could get him a new phone. But if we do that, then he won't be able to go to Disney or basketball camp or all the other little things he likes to do on a random day. Letting him know that if we buy one thing, we might not be able to buy all the other things goes a long way. And it's not easy, but it helps. It taught him how to identify what experiences or even gifts were most important to him. He will tell me at times what his friends got, and I have no problem reminding him about all the things we do that their friends can't do. It's harsh, but it's the reality. I try to keep it as real as possible with him, especially when it comes to keeping up with the Joneses, and it has helped me big time. We let him know that we don't have it like that, and he gets it now. He decides what he really wants, and we don't bend or fold after that. He has learned how to take a no in stride over the years. That's a byproduct of keeping it real. Kids are smart. Keep it as real as you can with them, no matter your money situation. My last tip is probably the hardest for all of us, especially me. That tip is that it starts with you. You are their main example. I repeat, it starts with you. You are their main example. I'm not perfect, and sometimes I mess up and overspend with them around me, but I try my hardest not to be financially irresponsible. That doesn't mean you shouldn't spoil yourself, though. We work hard for it. But that's also not an invitation for you to go broke every chance you get. Future once said, let's fuck up some commas. Don't do that unless you have it like that or want to fuck up your life. We all want our kids to be smart about their cash, and it starts with us being smart about our own money, especially around them. Start small. Make good choices when it comes to spending around your kids. Look for good deals on things you actually need and try not to ball out just because you can. It doesn't sound like much, but doing this will not only build good habits for yourself, but it will also have them working on their own habits, and that's the goal. Will these tips turn your kids into the next richest person in the world like Bill Gates? Probably not. There's more to it, like investing and more. Maybe we'll cover these things in the future. What I do know is that our kids need to be educated when it comes to money. School isn't going to do it. Society, well, they might teach them the wrong lessons. But having a dope dad like you, well, that changes the game. Don't worry if you can't spoil yourself like you used to, or even spoil them as much as you would want to. You are already spoiling them by being a present and active dope dad. That's a huge win itself. Don't you ever forget it. I'm not a financial guru, and you don't have to be one to teach your kids about cash and more. Have fun with it, and remember, one day your kids will follow your example, not your advice. Keep on learning, keep teaching them. Fatherhood is lit. Thank you.